Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the...
There was a lawyer once, his name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry?" He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." He said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, do you see that flag way up on the rampart? He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling. Every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said, he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees.
That's right, everybody. I will die on my feet before I live on my knees. How about that? How many of you live by that today? Joseph Gibson here, Blog Talk Radio, 6:07 p.m. on the East Coast. Welcome for the audience here that's listening. Many people in the chat room, thank you for logging in. Many people on Facebook listening. And, of course, the call lines. I've got about 18 people on the call lines. Usually I get a little bit more. I don't know where everybody is tonight. I don't know. But usually I get a little bit more. I usually get about 20 or 30. So I don't know where my callers are tonight. But, hey, the show always goes away. It goes someplace, and we always have an interesting discussion. Anyway, we didn't do a show on Sunday night, the regular show, Understanding the Times, but we did do our sports show on Friday, and we did do our picks. We had our host picks, and I'll give the results of the host picks on Friday night, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and, of course, we had a little gentleman's bet there. And, of course, we did our Super Bowl pick. We had a lot of people log in. We had about 90 people actually send me their picks through the chat room and on the phone line. So they're all logged in. And, hey, your pick is your pick. You can't pick them this week. I'm sorry. You know, if you didn't make your pick on Friday night, which the show I advertised for 6 months in a row, and if you want to call in tomorrow night or tonight and say, hey, this is my pick, I'm sorry, I can't do that. You know, it's not fair. And, you know, my pick actually also for someone that's in the chat room, my pick was the Cowboys and Kansas City. That was my pick, by the way, playing the Super Bowl this year. And everyone else's pick is logged in. Your phone number's logged in. No one else knows your phone number. All right, yes, I know. People in the chat room, yes, if you sent me a text message, your pick is logged in. Don't worry. Okay, you should have called in, though. But, hey, if you texted me or emailed me, your pick is logged in. That's why I said I had about, I didn't count them all. I think it's about 85 or 90 people that I've got right now. And let me tell you something. We had 160 last year. So I got slapped in the face. My sports show was a little less popular than the damn captain show last year. And a lot of people should have called in that should have. There was a lot of people who I did say, hey, where the hell are you? And they didn't, you know. But, hey. You know, like I said, there's only two people that pick the same teams to pick in the Super Bowl. So one of them's me, and one of them's another person. So therefore, I would only have to pay out $500 max on anyone who has won. So not one, two, or three people did not pick the same teams. Because everyone was concerned about, what if 20 people pick the same team? Are you going to be able to pay out $20,000? So I was, and of course, I would have put a cap on the picks then. I would have said, you know, after three or four picks, then we would put a cap on it, and then the pot would be split. Kind of like a lottery system, you know. But that didn't happen. So everyone, you're still in there. Your picks are locked in. If you win at the end of the year, you get $500. Simple as that. And like I said, no one, two, or three people pick the same teams. Everybody picked different teams, okay? That's awesome. That's awesome. It's awesome for me in my pocketbook, of course. But anyway, Blog Talk has paid me over the last couple years, and I'm in the revenue sharing program, so actually I won't be losing any money, technically, as long as it doesn't go over $700. It's because I've... Blog Talk Radio, you see, that's why it's good to have ratings and listeners. They pay me, actually. I pay them, but then I get a revenue sharing program and through the ratings that I get, and therefore they send me money to my account that I logged in through my bank account, and that money has escalated over the last couple of years to over $750, actually. So I have a credit with Blog Talk Radio, therefore I'm not really putting any money out of my pocket. So your money's secured. Don't worry about it. If you win, you will be paid. I will pay you through a money order, a $500 money order. And those of you, like I said, if you didn't log into the sports show, shame on you. That was a $500 cash giveaway that I was giving away on Friday. Now, we always do a little giveaway here. The budget's still open. So on Friday, my co-hosts, we need to call in on Friday to the sports show and do our picks, our Friday night picks. And hopefully Brother Mercy may call in and join us. You know, join us. And let's see, I've seen people that log in. No, I'm not a psychic network. This isn't the psychic network looking for the stars. So Orion's guiding stars, I'm glad you logged out. No, I can't tell people's future. There's a lot of that on Blog Talk Radio, by the way, guys, people that want to look to the stars and everything. And we try to do a show about that, but there's people are so unreliable. Even my own family members I've tried to get on here who want to look for we tried to do an astrology show, but anyway, I don't believe in the stars. The stars can't tell you nothing. So anyway, that was the Friday night show, and so please join us tomorrow night on the Friday night show. Friday night, we pick them, and we'll have our co-hosts hopefully back online again, and I'll give the results of the co-hosts' picks. I have the results and of who won and who made the best picks. And we had a little side bet going on. So hopefully Leroy Dickinson, maybe you could join us tomorrow night and analyze the picks tomorrow night at 7 p.m. That would be nice. For you to be a co-host tomorrow night at 7 p.m., that would be great. And then, of course, hopefully Steven will join us, and Neil and Jeremy. Hopefully they'll join me tomorrow night. Okay, but anyway, this isn't the sports show tonight. Tonight we talk politics and all the garbage happening around the world. And I want to know what the hell a dreamer is. What the hell is a dreamer? Does anyone know what a dreamer is? I'm getting a little sick and tired of talking politics because it's all bullshit. It really is. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of being asked if I want to donate money to Hurricane Harvey or Irma. Let me tell you something. If you're that dumb of an ass to live on an island, okay, in the Caribbean, then you know what? You live at your own risk. If I'm going to spend $300,000, $400,000 building a house on an island that is going to probably most likely every 3 to 4 years to have a direct impact of a hurricane hit me and destroy my house, then what the hell? You know, it's all on you. It's on you. It's like me standing on top of my roof with a golf club during a lightning storm, and I get struck, and I got to say, hey, donate money to me. Donate money to my family. You know, my well pump went out a few weeks ago. Maybe lightning struck it. Where's my donations? Where's my donations? You know, I mean, what is this? Every single time a storm hits the coast, well, move your ass off the beach. Don't, you know, you want to live on the beach? This is what happens, guys. You know, storm surge, hurricanes, bad weather, it happens. Anyone who lives on the coast of Florida, you want to enjoy that great weather, that 95-degree muggy weather in Miami, Florida, and watch the water and the beach and all the women in the bikinis and all you old perverts that want to retire down there, to, you know, want to look at the women. Hey, that's fine by me. But don't cry out saying, hey, we need help. Because a hurricane just washed my whole house into the ocean. Come on, man. Think about it. Am I going to go build a log cabin on the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire, knowing that that it's going to be 30 below in the middle of July up there, and then ask people to donate money because I need a heating system every year, or I need firewood? Come on. Think about it. You know, Florida is a great place to live. Now, you know, natural disasters happen in Florida. We all know that. So are we and around the rest of the country responsible because you decide as family members to live in this catastrophic area? Let me go build a house right near Yellowstone Park where the volcano is going to erupt. You know, Mount St. Helens. Let me go build a cabin right on the top of Mount St. Helens. And then every time it ruptures a little bit, I can call for help and say, donate to me, Joe Gibson. Donate money to me, you know? I mean, I feel bad for the people that built houses on the beach, the people that live in these places. But you made a choice to live down there, folks. You made a choice to live on the beach. You know, hey, you got the most beautiful scenery around the world, you know, but unfortunately, you got hit by a hurricane, so your house is destroyed. I'm not going to give you money to rebuild it. Sorry. I'm not donating money to you to rebuild your house because your yacht got sunk during the hurricane. Okay? Too bad. Come move inland a little bit. You know, be a little smarter than that. Buy a house inland a little bit. If a tornado hits my house, you know, that's a freak thing because I live way inland. You know, natural disasters happen, but they obviously happen a lot worse if you're living on the freaking beach, especially on the Gulf Coast, where throughout my lifetime, every 2 or 3 years, I hear about this disaster, Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Well, let's spend $50 billion to rebuild New Orleans so that this year Hurricane Harvey can flood it out, or maybe next year another hurricane named Harvey 2 or Irma or Jacqueline or whatever the hell they want to name it wipes the city out again. How about New Orleans doesn't exist anymore? Get rid of it. If you want to live there, you live at your own risk. Okay? Common sense. Use common sense. If I want to drive my car off a mountain, common sense says I'm going to be hurt. Okay? Common sense. Use common sense. You want to go parachuting or skydiving? Well, common sense says you're taking a chance. Chances are you might be okay, but why should I have to donate money to you for your excitement or your pleasure? Folks, what do you think about that? Why should we have to pay money or why should the government bail you out? Well, the government should bail you out, actually. I mean, they got money. They could just print it. I mean, they just print the money. So, but I'm just saying, I don't want to hear about my taxes going up because, you know, we had to bail out people on the Gulf Coast, you know? I mean, people don't deserve anything. People in the chat room saying, well, because maybe some people say, because I deserve it, some might say. You don't deserve nothing. The only thing you deserve is the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness at your own free will. And you should not be obstructed, obscured in any way to choose to pursue that. And common law is common sense. Don't hurt or offend your fellow man. Okay? And this is the way it is, folks. I just don't get it. I don't understand why everyone's, you know, I'm at a gas station trying to buy gas. You want to donate to Hurricane Harvey victims? No, I don't want to donate to Hurricane Harvey victims. No, I don't. No, I don't. That stupid ass wanted to build a $455,000 house on a beach with water flowing underneath it as it stands on stilts. And because a hurricane comes and smashes it into the ocean, I got to donate money and I got to feel bad because you lost your house? No, you're the dumbass that wanted to live on the beach. Folks, am I talking to air? I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, I need to know. Am I wrong here? I mean, I don't want to pull up to every single gas station every single time I buy gas or I go buy a pack of cigarettes or I'm at the grocery store and I'm getting pounded by this. Do you want to donate to Hurricane Irma or Harvey? You want to donate to the poor victims? I mean, those children are starving down there. You know, it's like the children in Africa. You live in a goddamn desert. You can't plant food. Obviously, you can't get food. You live in the desert. You can't grow nothing in sand. You dumbasses, move out of the desert. So I'm not going to feed people who are living on the Miami coast. You live in Miami. Let me tell you something. If you own a house on the Miami coastline, you're pretty well off. You don't need my donations, okay? You must have money in your pocket. And besides, there's something called insurance. I know, insurance is only there until you need it. That's what I always say. That's my logo. I'd like to get a billboard built, you know, on Interstate 95. Insurance is only there until you need it.
Well, some people say, well, the insurance paid me.
Yeah, well, yeah, you out of 1,000 people doesn't matter. But anyway, the phone lines are now open. Press the number 1 if you want to join in tonight or join the conversation. Or if you have something to say or you want to talk about or have a story to share, I'm going to open up the phone lines. And everybody is always welcome to join in, everybody. And we do have a bunch of people on the phone lines, but nobody's pressing 1. Why not? I don't understand. I'm sure you don't want to hear me talk all night here. Let's see here. All right. I'm going down the line here. I got 20 callers online. Nobody's pressing 1. Anybody got something to say? Press 1. Or don't do it at the end of the show and then clog up the show. Okay? Don't do that to me. Press 1 now. I don't know if Mike from Wisconsin's out there. You want to give us an update? I know you got a show idea for the future about medical rehab. You want to do a show about people in rehab? I know that, Mike. You wanted to talk about that. If you don't want to talk about my opening or my introduction tonight, that's fine. Everyone's busy. Mike is busy. No. Mike, somebody's on the line here. I think that's Mike. All right, he's got an appointment. All right, let's see. I'm just scrolling up and down the lines here. Well, I'm going to tell you, I got somebody from Florida here on the line here. Well, no, I don't. I got someone who wants to chip in here. Guys, you want to complain? You don't want to hear about things? Then I'm going to bring everybody on. I'm going to bring the people on that you don't want to hear from. You want to complain, say, hey, I don't want to hear the same thing over and over. Well, where the hell are you then? Contribute.
Joe in Sebastian, Florida. Are you still in Sebastian, Florida, Joe, by the way? Joe in Sebastian, Florida. How's Florida doing? I'd like to get a first-hand response from Florida. Hopefully Joe will press 1 and maybe give us a clue on how he pulled through on the hurricane and what he experienced during the Hurricane Irma. That would be great if he chip in. Maybe he's trying to press 1. I don't know. All right, well, let's go with BitBanker here. BitBanker. All right, here we go. We got some people here chipping in here. Very good. You know, don't be shy. Don't talk about, oh, I want to talk, and then later on, you know, you don't talk. All right? Let's see here. All right, BitBanker, go ahead. Go ahead, BitBanker. Welcome to the program. I know you haven't called in for a while. Go ahead.
Oh, I call in on every show. I just don't talk all the time.
Well, that's what I meant. Yes, you don't talk all the time.
Okay.
I know you listen,
yeah.
But... what do you think about the introduction that I said about people living on the beach? You know, these people, they live on the beach, you know. Well, why should we feel guilty because their house got washed away in the ocean? It's common sense. You know, you live on the beach, you know, come on.
I don't feel guilty. I feel bad for them. But again, you know, nobody likes Trump. And I can't say I like Trump. But then again, I can't say I dislike him. You know, he talks about fake news and everything. Well, if you look at the maps of Florida, you'll see where they drew where all the water went from the storm surges. It went inland and it covered all these houses. But yet, when you call people down there who live in these locations, they haven't seen a drop of water in their front yard yet. So, is this fake news or is it idiotic meteorologists who don't know how to predict anything or whatever, but it's just not right. They're telling us that this is all flooded, but yet you talk to the people who are actually there, and it's not flooded. It's like being in Iraq that time when you're actually on a stage, making believe you're in Iraq or whatever. And, you know, 1986...
So are you saying the hurricane may have never happened? Are you saying the hurricane may have never happened?
No, I didn't say that at all. But I don't know if it happened or not.
Oh,
I wasn't
okay.
There. I'm just listening to what everyone else is saying. But 1986, I was going through the Midtown Tunnel in New York City, minding my own business in the right lane, and doing my 50 or 55 miles an hour because you know I'm a speeder. You know, driving in an Isuzu pickup truck. You know, I'm going like hell. So here I am going through the Midtown Tunnel in the right lane. And this guy from Babylon, New York, in a great big one-ton van, you know, with no windows in the sides or back, flies by me, sideswipes my trucks, and rips off my bumper. Well, we won't get into what it took for me to get a cop out there to the accident scene and everything, because he took right off. And Allstate's stance on it was I was 40% at fault for the accident, because if I hadn't been in the tunnel, then the accident wouldn't have happened. That's how they look at it.
Yeah, sounds like insurance companies. But go.
Yeah, exactly. There until you need it.
So what happened?
You make. Well, I don't know. It was $383 for parts and everything, so I just bought the parts myself and fixed it because you can't count on the insurance. It's mandatory you have insurance, but then when you go to collect or use it, they don't pay. You know, come on. Like you said, there are many out there that do get paid, but then again, I believe there are many more that get screwed over just like I did. But you know, what are you going to do? You can't fight these people because they keep you going around in circles.
There you go. Let's bring on another caller here who's waiting here, and then first one. I got two waiting actually after you. Let's see, we got 336-951, and then we got area code 302, I know who that is, and I'll get to you after this 336 number. Go ahead, 336, I think this is Steven. Hello, Steven, go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I kind of agree with BitBanker there on the news, because I have a mother and two sisters that live in Florida, and I talk to them about every day. My mother lives in Gainesville. She never lost any electricity. And I got two sisters that live probably a half a mile from the coast in New Smyrna Beach, and neither one of them, one of them is still without power, and the other one only lost it for a day, and they had no flooding at all. I mean, that's not to say that there was more flooding other places or whatnot, but maybe the news is not exactly the truth here.
The news media, hang on, Stephen, the news media, Gainesville is a very popular area. According to the news media, Gainesville, 65% of the homes there are destroyed because of flooding, you know?
Well,
and
she lived in an apartment building, and she said, you know, they never lost a shingle or anything like that. She never lost her electricity.
Wow.
But, I mean, I don't know that her neighbors didn't get wiped out. I mean, I don't know. I'm not down there. I just go by what they told me. And I kind of agree with Pitt Banker on there on what the news tell us. You know, they're flooded and all this right here. But I know for a fact
that my two
sisters never got flooded.
Stephen, that's why I'm trying to get Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Sebastian was on CNN. And they were talking, I don't know if he's still in Sebastian, Florida or not. But CNN, I'm sitting there watching it while I'm working out in the gym, and I see Sebastian, Florida. I'm like, oh, that's where my grandfather lives, you know. And I'm looking at it, and they're saying Sebastian, Florida is getting hit. Oh, 120-mile-an-hour winds. And now we see about the convalescent homes down there where all the convalescent homes, the elderly are without power, and they're all dying of heat stroke. And, you know, can we believe the news? Can we believe it? You know, Stephen.
I got another one for you.
And you just get. Go ahead.
I'm sure there was flooding, but I mean, to the extent that they say, I'm just not positive that it was.
Yeah, I got another
I
one
agree.
For you. Back in 2013, 2014, whenever that typhoon hit Fukushima. You know, I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's not real. And it destroyed everything for God knows how far inland. Well, when that happened, we actually called someone in Japan in that next city over and talked to him on the phone. This is 2013, 2014. I forget exactly. And they said right at that time that they don't see a drop of water and the sun is shining brightly.
I see that.
Well,
yeah, kind of like the Gulf War when they were saying, put your gas mask on, be careful.
That's what it was, yeah.
817, yeah. 817, you're next after 302. Go ahead, 302. Go ahead, make it within a couple minutes, please. 302, go ahead.
I'm the caller, the boogeyman. And I know that we got Joe Gibson, the People's Revolutionary, in 2017, and I got video footage archives of what's going down at the moment. Wow. I'm like Muhammad Ali, the greatest, and MC Hammer. Can't touch this. I know under Joe Gibson and the Confederate flag, we got the Klan mothers and Klan fathers of the Confederacy. But on BTR, we got the Black Klux Klan under Talk Real Stupid under the red, white, and blue. Donald Trump with the Homer and the Simpsons. In 2005, it was in the cartoon that Donald Trump was going to be president before Barack Obama. And if we bring it up to the movie in 2005, it was called Category 7. And Joe, I hosted on Talk Real Stupid on Sunday, and my topic was Category 7, the end of the world, or freedom, justice, and total independence for everybody. Now, I said it was either HARP or Mother Nature. And I know that people want to talk about Florida, but we got to put in New Orleans and Haiti as it relates to HARP or Mother Nature. Because here's what I'm going to give you, whether you black, brown, red, yellow, white, old, young, gay, straight, like, and this is a live, living, color testimony, only in the times in which we live, coming from the red, black, and green, and the mighty, mighty Pan-African Intelligence Network. And the People's Revolution is not all black, and it's not all men. 450 million African people south of Texas, their lands are devastated. I don't know who raised funds for New Orleans. I don't know who raised funds for Haiti, George Bush and Clinton, and Alive Aid, all that bullshit, Red Cross, FEMA. But I'm telling you, in 2017, even if the waters don't rush up in a tsunami in Tampa, 450 million African people, indigenous people, south of Texas, in South and Central America, go look at the what they call the FCC, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, 10, 6, and 3, BNT. South and Central America is in devastation. Is it heart or is it Mother Nature? Now, here's where Hollywood, we caught you, just like The Simpsons. There was a movie put out called Category 7, and everybody Google it, go to YouTube, and the two nights it was called Harvey or Irma. In 2005, Hart produced a movie called Category 7, The End of the World, and the two-part, it came with a two-part series, it was called Harvey and Irma. How could it be that The Simpsons in a cartoon predicted Donald Trump? How could it be that Haiti and New Orleans was under Hart? And how could it be that in South and Central America, not the United States of America, 450 million indigenous people, their land has been devastated? Now, who's going to bring the funds, the builders, the architecture? Who's going to bring the help? Are we all under the Creator? Who is going to bring the assets, the articles, and the accountability to rebuild the desolation in the Americas, no matter if it was Hart or Mother Nature? And it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. I'm the son of Mother Nature. I rest that case right there, and I drop the goddamn mic. Tyrone.
Yeah, I know. They're just as bad as the Ku Klux Klan. They're scumbags. Talk real stupid. We know we've had them on here before, many, many times. Mandelicon, if you want to invite them back on here and debate me, they need to be, you know, they need to bring
Joe, stop for a minute. There's
well, they
no
said
debate.
You contacted them. They said you contacted them.
Jesus Minister. Stop that bullshit, Joe. The red, black, and green, and live and let live in one love, it proves y'all live in the Americas. Black and brown, red, yellow, and white, old, young, gay, straight, like. From Red Cross to FEMA, watch how the governments treat the people now after either it was Hart or Mother Nature. Even if the floods didn't kill everybody, even if the fire didn't kill everybody, I want y'all to watch, just like Haiti, just like what they call New Orleans, when they created this thing and they made, for the first time, the refugees, ruffians, and renegades of the capital of voodoo, which is the East Bayou, which is Mardi Gras, New Orleans. Now, I want you to watch right now how the people are being treated in Houston, Texas, how the people are being treated in North and South and Central America and Florida. Now, I'm telling you that this is a government genocidal process, and they're trying to defeat Mother Nature. But Mother Nature will defeat
Okay, Mandelicon. All right, Mandelicon. Yeah, I want to get back to that, what you're talking about there. I want to get back to that, but I want to kind of stick on topic here. But, yeah, that's great what you're talking about, and I understand what you're talking about. But what I brought up was Talk Real Stupid, and Talk Real Stupid claims that you contacted them many times to come on here. But hang on. Before I go on any further,
Before I let you go on, let me say this. I chastised the producer of Talk Real Stupid because you, before you produced this, before you allowed Sassy the Sinister, I told Lyron the Butcher that if Joe Gibson is not welcome in Talk Real Stupid, I will destroy your ass. You understand me? So don't try
Amen.
To throw
Amen.
Your rocks and hide your hand.
No. I agree with you, and that's what I'm trying to say. Don't take this wrong. I agree with you 100%. I'm saying that they won't allow you or I to get on their network, but they'll come on to my radio program, and I give them a voice. That shows how ignorant they really are, Mandelicon. And we'll visit this subject again because, you know, I know you're a friend of my show and I give you a voice. I always will. I always will. I promise that. But I've got another caller that's been waiting longer than you. I just wanted to get you on there because I know you're, you know, you always call in. And Tone, I don't know where Tone is. Tone must be hiding. I don't know what Tone is, to be honest with you. He must work for Homeland Security or something. I don't know, but he's very strange. Hang on. All right, go ahead, Leroy Dickinson. Go ahead. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, I think Tone's a taxi cab driver. That's why you always hear sirens in the background. But, you know, he might be an Uber driver. Who knows? He's an Uber driver. But,
he's a taxi cab driver. There you go.
Another robbery.
I like that.
But
I
anyway,
like that. He's a taxi cab driver. I like that. Go ahead,
yeah,
Leroy. Go ahead.
Then he sits in a bar where everybody knows his name afterwards. But anyway, after that, the weather, I don't know. If you watch the local news and stuff, man, I've seen it so many times now. It's not just once. It's every time. There'll be bright red and orange and yellows right over my damn house corner radar. You walk outside, it's barely drizzling. They hype up and intensify the radar on purpose for obvious reasons. And, you know, it's just like a hurricane. You switch between different radars. One's got the red showing, one's just got oranges showing, one's just got yellow showing. It depends on who you're watching. They try to hype up everything. And was there hurricanes out there? There probably was. But, you know, for weeks they're predicting it's going to hit this coast, it's going to hit this coast. You know, they don't know what the hell it's going to do. The only thing they want to do is, you know, there was a freaking a bread surplus in Florida or something, so they had to get it off the shelf before it all went bad. But, you know, that's the way it is everywhere, though. The weathermen control the economy for groceries. I mean, they really do. Because what happens if you got bad storms or stuff being predicted? You buy a little extra food just in case. You buy the extra gas in case you got to go anywhere. Or whatever, power's out. It's all a bunch of bullcrap. And
a generator.
And I haven't been watching much of the news myself lately, other than the fact in the live telethon to help these victims that, you know, Stevie Wonder gets on there and says, hey, we're not going to make it political, but then the next sentence he says, if you don't believe in global warming, you must be blind and stupid. Well, he must be blind and deaf if he didn't hear what he said just a second before, so he's a dumbass too. It was turned off immediately after that. You know, if he's going to donate money, I'd rather donate it, I don't know, I'd rather donate it to a crack addict than that shit. I mean, hell with it. Go down to the local corner and give them some money. But that's all I got to say. I'm just sitting here listening.
Excuse me for a minute in there. Yeah, you just said it. For weeks, we're watching this storm. For days, they're on TV not knowing which way it's going to go. The last few hours, they don't know which way it's going to go. You know, and I've been on Al Gore's amazing internet here, and I've been looking at it, and that's exactly what they told me. But yet, they're going to get out there, and they're going to predict global warming 50 years from now when they can't predict a hurricane in 50 minutes. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
And Al Gore's back at it again, making his rounds around the country. Meanwhile, flying around in his personal jet, you know, a 12 SUV entourage following around everywhere you go. He's got a carbon footprint big enough to take up everybody in the state of Ohio, but he's going to tell us how we should live. Oh, go to hell, you know?
There you go.
Well, there you go. I understand. And I'm still looking up, the Ku Klux Klan's websites actually are back up now, and I'm trying to get a contact phone number for them. And I would like to get one of these guys on here to talk about what they feel about, which I wanted to bring on to the program, about these monuments being torn down across the country, these Confederate monuments, these statues that are going to jump off their podiums and hurt people and assassinate people in the middle of the night, because these statues are such a racial threat. And I'm going to tell
you, Joe,
what my opinion – yeah, go ahead.
You hear what they're moving on to now? Besides Christopher Columbus statues, you know, I can't remember his name, Sir Pierre, Lafayette, whatever, the one at the town of Fayetteville is named after here in North Carolina, they're protesting the town of Fayetteville's name now because this guy owns some slums. Guy fought in the freaking Revolutionary War, not the Civil War. You know, so I mean, come on, when is it going to end? What are we going to name all the towns? BET. I mean, would that make them happy? BET one, BET two. No, I'm heading down BET
VH1,
today, you know?
VH1, BET.
Yeah.
Give them all a number.
Guys,
and
guys, hang on.
The average cost of the state is how much?
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in.
Oh, that number's no good, guys, in the chat room. You guys are giving me intelligence here. That number's no good. All right, I need to hang up on that number. That number's no good. I'm trying to get a Ku Klux Klan member on this. They must have recruiting websites out there, you know, websites where they recruit people.
Somebody knows somebody, man.
Oh,
that's how you get in there.
Things.
Somebody knows somebody.
You can't contact.
Yeah,
you can't
it's just
call
like
the Ku Klux Klan
it's
anymore.
Like the Masons. It's somebody
you
knows
can't
somebody.
Call them? Oh, so you can't
Not
call
that
the Ku Klux
I know,
Klan
I know
anymore.
A lot of the old timers around here that were involved in that stuff back in the day. Not no more. And they didn't hate black people or anything like that. They were just a member of a group. They didn't go out there and protest in the streets and everything, but they were members of the KKK. For what reason, I don't know. But, you know,
hey,
you
used to have a sign up
with slavery,
in the corner.
Yeah, for all this crap going on with slavery, the average cost of a slave back in the day in today's money is $40,000. Now, would you take $40,000 and purchase a dog, for that matter, then beat it and whip it and starve it to death? No, you wouldn't. You'd protect your investment. I'm not saying slavery was good, and there was definitely bad slave owners, but some of them were treated better than they were in their own damn homeland. Point, period, blank.
Well,
no,
Hang on, I'm going to disagree with you on that. I'm going to say right now that no man or human being should be owned by another human being.
No, I didn't say that.
Being.
I didn't say it was. I'm just going by what history.
He's just saying
I'm
they
not
had
saying
it
it's
better.
Right. I'm not, no, I'm not saying it's right.
Well, no, I understand that. But I'm just saying my point of it is that slavery from the get-go was, you know, they were purchasing human beings. And I know there's African people on the phone line right now. And you got to remember, you're talking to people, you know, there's people listening right now that, you know, that's a touchy subject. You know, I wouldn't want to be talking about I wouldn't want my heritage being spoke about as a commodity. Even though today the white man is bashed left and right. And, I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the news media really is screwing us over left and right. But what I'm trying to say is that I don't think any man should be as put as a commodity. A man, his labor is worth, his goods and his labor are worth the fruits of his labor. And therefore, what I'm trying to say is that everything that a man does with his hands and through the sweat of his brow is worth something. And if you're going to say because he's a black person, I'm not saying you, I'm just saying if anyone out there is saying because he's black or he's Hispanic or he's Russian or he's Chinese, shame on you, because every human being has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I believe that. That's the only thing I believe about the Constitution and document we have here today. You know, and I'm just going to say that people out there listening, the African-American community out there listening right now, I don't support any type of conversation where a man is put down because of his heritage. Now, do we have dumbass white people out there? Yes. Do we have dumbass black people out there? Yes. You know, but that's education. That's called education. You know, we're all partaking in this evil new world order, this system that we have before us. We're all partaking in it. We're all slaves. We're slaves. And until we wake up and we have a revolution, a real revolution, a revolution for the people that protects the people and is for the people of our country or our world, for that matter, we're never going to get anywhere. We're never going to get anywhere. We can't. Because, look, the government is not going to protect you. The Congress isn't going to protect you. The Confederate flag is not going to protect you. The American flag is not going to protect you. And let me tell you, how many $100 bills you have may protect you for now, but let me tell you, this government is insolvent.
is insolvent. That means we are bankrupt as a country. And when our credit runs out around the world, which right now it's not going to because we got the guns, we got the missiles, and we. But there's other countries out there that are saying, screw the United States, you know, and when that time comes and they stop us, what will happen to the United States of America? We will be the divided states of America, and we will be destroyed, and the New World Order will conquer us and take over, and we're all going to be in trouble. I know maybe many of you may be laughing right now. Yeah, the United States, that is never going to be conquered. Let me tell you something. Abraham Lincoln said, the only way this country will destroy itself is from within. Okay, from within. And I don't know who's got the background noise out there. There's some background noise going on. I don't know. I don't like to mute people, but background noise, please. All right, because it disrupts my chain of thought and everyone else who wants to jump in. But the only way we're going to destroy ourselves in this country is from within, from within. And we're doing it every day. We're arguing about sexism, racism, chauvinism, ism. Everything's an ism. You know, I mean, I'm sick and tired of it, man. I don't want to hear it. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about the poor black man. The police are suppressing him, blah, 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 when white people are just as much oppressed. Hispanics, George Zimmerman was not a white man. He was a Hispanic, okay? You know, I mean, the news media, it's just all garbage, man. We've got to wake up and unify together. Together we stand, divided we fall. That's the old saying. It's the oldest saying. Yeah, and we need to repeat it to ourselves over and over. And that's why Mandelicon, he was talking about talk real stupid there. Talk real stupid is about, and for those of you who don't know, Talk Real Solutions, that's their real name. And those of you who've been a friend of this show, who've been listening, Talk Real Stupid is enemy of the show. They threatened me with my life. They said, they told me I should be killed. I should burn myself up with gasoline. They threatened to come kill me, blah, 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 you know. And when I contact them at their house through their private numbers, they run away like bitches. And when I call their radio show, they hang up on me in a matter of freaking 2 seconds flat because they know that they're wrong. They are nothing but a hateful group of individuals. Tyrone Thompson, T-Bone Thompson is a scumbag. I asked him to meet me at Gold's Gym in Greensboro, North Carolina on Battleground. He refused. And I said, listen, I'll even buy you lunch. What's up? You know, because they're cowards. They're cowards. They're cowards. They don't stand for nothing. Go ahead, Mandelicon. Go ahead. Whoever that is, go ahead.
Let me say this to you, Joe. Let me say this to you. I have to challenge you based on your own archives of today. You made a statement that they won't allow me. She may not. But Tyrone Thompson, Larone the Butcher, I hosted on Sunday night, September 11th of 2017, in Talk Real Stupid. Talk Real Solutions, I hosted. So your analysis of him not allowing me is wrong because they will utter me in because I brought back the prime minister. His name is General Kareem Bey. And they lied, every man and woman on TRS, lied about the association of my prime minister of the red, black, green.
Mandelicon, hang on. Why didn't you invite me to that program? Why didn't
you? I'm going to tell you.
Because the veteran producer of the red, white, and blue, now you represent the Confederate flag, right? Now that's a beautiful thing because blacks fought for the Confederate flag just like today in 2017. Blacks, Asians, Latinos in the United States of America, they are pledging allegiance, not with Colin Kaepernick, not with the other entertainers who's breaking with the red, white, and blue. Larone Thompson told me that no matter what I do, if I bring Joe Gibson on, he's going to cut me. I told him, and he knows it, and all his minions and rascals and his, I call them, you know, dick whisperers of the red, white, and blue, I told them they are what they call crocs, super crocs, because they're throwing their rocks and hiding their hand by throwing their rocks at you That's the. And then they're throwing their rocks at me for 4 years against the red, black, and green, which is the truly live and let live in one love. On the
but Mandelicon, hang on, Mandelicon, let me cut you off. Mandelicon, if you want to do a show, why are you going over to these communist bastards when you know
okay,
you could
a
do
joke,
a show
a
on
joke.
My network, my network, my network?
Because then they get a foot in both doors.
Okay, Joe, here's where you're wrong again. Because before Sarge, now remember, when you thought you could peel off the ranks, he's a veteran cop, Sarge, you attempted to peel off Sarge and say, well, Sarge, you can do a foot, but even when I bought you all the tubes, the whole tube, number two, and the red, black, green, the People's Revolution, you allowed me access to your microphone, but you never, Joe, from the time, but you did allow Sarge, but here's where I got you. It's because you and I both know that it's living that live in one love in the People's Revolution. Many sectors, there are 10,000.
Well, I give you a slot. I'll give you a slot. Hang on. I know what you're talking about right now because I gave Sarge an opening on my program. You're right. You're absolutely correct. I know what you're talking about. And I'm going to give you right now in front of all my supporters right now, you want a slot. You will have a slot on my program. I'll give you the password to my studio. You can have a slot, and you can talk about this and bring everyone on, and I will stay silent, and you can have full reign to do whatever you want. I won't be like Tyrone T-Bone Thompson and say, no, you can't bring Joe Gibson on or I'll cut you off. No, you can bring anybody on to the program that you want.
And
I'm
guess
willing
what,
to
Joe,
put that out there right now.
On my program, there were three callers who said, I represent white power. Now, I'm the host.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that motherfucking atheist, Lyron the Butcher, is an atheist. 99.9% of black and white people believe in a deity. Tyrone Thompson, when three people call and say, I represent white power, I'm hosting. Did you know that no good bastard, a veteran of the red, white, and blue, would not allow the entry of three people when I'm hosted. And I told him, if you do not allow Joe Gibson and me and my people who's coordinating the People's Revolution to interact with Tyrone, the Butcher, Lyrone, the atheist bastard, most people are not atheists. They believe in a deity. This so-good bastard is by himself. And I told him, if you attack Joe Gibson, I'm going to attack the network and I'm a pack killer. I'm going to kill your whole motherfucking pack. I don't care if it's Stars. I don't care if it's Tiake. I don't care if it's All Facts. I don't care if it's Renee. I don't care if it's Felicia. I don't care if it's Lorraine, who under the most evil leader of Fast Jesus Citizen. Now, you know Lorraine. I told Tyrone Thompson.
Oh, I know Lorraine. Oh, yeah, I know Lorraine. And what about Lady O? Where was Lady O at? Where was she at?
Okay, I told Tyrone Thompson. If you deny Joe Gibson's access with the pain, I'm going to be a pack killer. I'm going to crush your whole pack. Why? Because Joe Gibson, let me tell you this, and all the others in BTR. There are 10,000 BTR. Do you know the most potential to connect the people comes under Talk Real Solutions? They are on 7 days a week from 9 to 12 or 1, and then they go into overtime with a conference call until the wee hours of the morning, 7 days a week. But yet, they want to throw their rocks and hide their hands against racism, white supremacy, the Ku Klux Klan, the Confederate flag, and the red, black, and green. And they all veterans and cops who will go to their Uncle Sam's
so,
telling them to go
kill
all
that. Hang on, Mandelicon. Before you continue, Mandelicon, folks, I want you to pay attention to this because this is Black Lives Matter. This is Antifa. This is all this nonsense. Talk Real Stupid or Talk Real Solutions is the underneath and the underground of the racism that you're seeing on TV today. So go ahead, Mandelicon. Go ahead, continue, please.
Okay, but they asked me, well, why do you come over here destroying us? And I said, because of potential, vision. Where there is no vision in 2017, only because if you're going to get in line with the red, black, green, and the mighty Pan-African Intelligence Network, and I'm an African internationalist, just like every affluent white person or black person, they got to have the commodities and resources of South and Central America and the continent of Africa. So the potential of Talk Real Stupid, and they can only get in line if they be in solidarity with Joe Gibson and the Confederate flag, they can only be in lines like today. They only talked about Adam and Steve and Mary and Eve, transgender and same-sex marriage, and I had to intervene because
that's
of the
right.
observation.
Hang on, Mandelicon, real quick. Mandelicon, you remember when I did a show with Black Jesus Sinister? I like that name that you got for him. Because you know what?
Black
Howard
Jesus
has not called me.
Black
he has not
Black
called me. You remember when I beat him in a debate? And I did a national debate with him on the radio, and I proved to him that
hey
the
Joe,
Confederate
hey
flag did
hey
not
Joe.
Stand for slavery. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, remember I was on the line, and he's a progeny like Rene the Treacherous, Rene Black. Class Jesus Simpson, not Black Jesus. Ain't no black or white Jesus. It's Class Jesus. Tone, it's white Jesus is a motherfucking trash, and Class Jesus Simpson is a trash too. Now, remember, on that program, when you did that, he did the same thing that Lord won't do. When they don't want to hear the truth, they'll cuss, they'll kick up some dust and cause some fuss, and then they'll start a motherfucking riot. But yet, he won't
yeah,
take the criteria.
That's what he did. That's what he did. Mandelicon, you're absolutely correct. That's what he did, guys. And if you remember that Black Jesus Sinister, that's what he did that night, guys. I invited everybody over for my show, and what did he do? He wanted to play. He wanted to play music tones every 30 seconds. And he was like a little crybaby. Don't you touch my doll. That's my doll. Don't you touch my doll.
By the way,
illness and what we did, he destroyed his own creation. He said he's gonna debate whoever. But when he saw that he lost and that the majority of people, because you are Joe Gibson of the Confederate flag, and none of you, even if I never appeared, none of you would have accepted Pastor Jesus, the Sinister, talking about some goddamn Black Jesus, right?
That's
none
right.
All right,
you're right.
Him.
You're right. Mandelicon, hang on. I got other people on the line, but you're absolutely correct. But my offer stands, and I'm going to get to my other callers. But before I do, I just wanted to let you know right now. Look. You can have any night you want other than Sunday. And background noise, somebody's got background noise. Somebody, please, for goodness sake, it disrupts the show. Mandelicon, I know you believe in the truth. You believe in the truth, and you want, and you like you always say, you don't want to talk about anything else but what you know. You know, and I believe that. I want to talk about what I know also. You know, we're all going to sit here and talk about opinions, and opinions are, you know, everyone's got one. Everyone's got an a-hole, right? You know, everyone's got an opinion. But opinions don't matter in the end game, in the end of things. Only the facts matter. And that's why I like Mandelicon. And Mandelicon, I will give you a show on my network that I pay for out of my own pocket any night of the week. Other than Sunday and Thursday. Well, of course, Friday night sports, I do a Friday night show too. So, and that's only during football season. But I would give you, and there will be no censorship. No censorship. Now,
hey Joe,
again,
let's do this like this, because you put that forth, and you've never done that before. Let me get my Facebook page so that everybody can be well perused and go through it right away. And then I'm going to put my number out here.
You got to contact me. Listen, there's someone with background. Hang on, Mandelicon. Someone's got background noise. I don't know who it is. Someone's got background noise really bad. Come on, guys. Come on.
Mute those lines. Mute those lines.
Right.
Now.
That was Steven with the background noise. Okay.
Listen.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mandelicon.
It's an open book. I want everybody to copy, paste, and send. Go to Facebook and look up Mandelicon Davis. That's the Facebook page that Mark Zuckerberg has never put me in Facebook prison and jail, and he will never do so. And everybody on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, and I'm not on there, they follow me, but I'm saying this to you. I am not afraid of anything. I have no knife or gun. My weapon is my tongue. I'm a rat-tat-tat on the ass of injustice and victory. Well, now, everybody, copy this number. 302-442-1337. Joe Gibson, I plan to hear from you before I hear from anybody. 302-442-1337. And everybody else, I'm not as scared of the Ku Klux Klan or the Black Panthers or Farrakhan. You hear me? I'm not scared of Barack Obama or Donald Trump. We the people, by the people, for the people. We are the government, black government or white government. We are the government. The government that represents us now is not the people. And I said that whatever you think is your representative, they do not meet the criteria of the constituency. The constituency must get the most access to water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, education. And the government pays for that when you got good government. If it's a white government or black government, if they are not providing the most access to water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, education, non-indoctrination, they're criminals. And we got to overturn them. If you see in this crisis, they're making water the basic commodity of all human beings, gain of life. Everybody got to have water. And isn't it extraordinary that we got to pay for some goddamn water when we ain't getting crisis, hardship, state of emergency? Everybody go.
Yeah, bottled water, $2. But hang on, though. But Black Jesus Minister, hang on, though. But yet we complain during a crisis, right? But how come we don't complain during these football games and basketball games when they're charging $5 for a bottled water or $20 for a hamburger? You know what I mean? I'm saying you're absolutely right. You know what I mean? It's robbery. We don't say anything.
And when you get old and you done paid your debt to society, whether you like the Confederate flag or the red, white, and blue flag or the red, black, green flag, when you then went through the system, even though your politics tell you that, look, I'm getting ready to separate with the red, black, green. I'm getting ready to separate with the Confederate. I'm getting ready to separate with the red, white, blue. If you owe, you already paid your 40 acres and a mule in reparations. You don't have to pay for no goddamn water, food, clothing, health care, protection, education. You're supposed to get the same the same thing that the ministers, imams, cardinals, the bishops get. We the people by the people. If we don't get the same thing, I'm here to destroy their goddamn ass. I don't care if they're black or white.
Well, there you go. And I thank you for that. And I will be in contact with you. I will. You never invited me before to call you. I mean, I know I never asked you. But, yeah, we will be in contact, and we'll do something.
I tried to hit you up on Facebook, but I didn't connect. I don't know. Guess how many Joe Gibson's
I understand.
In Facebook.
I know there's 20 Joe Gibson's
over
100 up there. I know.
Joe Gibson's in Facebook. And I couldn't connect with you, and I tried. But now we're on course.
I know. All right, but we're on course, like you said. But anyway, listen. All right, MandelaCon, great points. And before I carry on with this subject here, which is important, again, tomorrow night's sports show, I got to advertise it. Tomorrow night's sports show, 7 p.m., $500. And, of course, we did our co-host.
Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys. Put me down. Kansas City Chiefs and the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my God. All right, and you did always tell me that, so you are already down, so you ain't got to worry about it. But listen, you need to listen into the sports show, man. Listen to picks, man. I need support out there. I need ratings to pay for this stuff. But anyway, all right, Mike from Wisconsin, are you out there tonight? Mike from Wisconsin, real quick, are you out there tonight, or did I lose you? I think I saw you out there, and I saw a couple private callers. All right. Anyone else here who wants to jump in here tonight? I know I've got Bitbanker still on the line to wrap up the program. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up, guys. Leroy Dickinson, are you going to join us on the sports show tomorrow night, Leroy? Are you?
I have to wait and see what's going on. I've been working out of town a lot, so there ain't no telling. And next week I'm going to be in South Carolina all week working, so.
All right, well, it's 7 p.m., and hopefully you can join us tomorrow night, Leroy Dickinson. I know you were invited from the beginning, because I need another co-host. I need another one. And let's see here. Go ahead, Leroy Dickinson, from what you heard tonight or anything you want to talk about, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and then Bitbanker, and we'll wrap up the program. And hopefully Joe and Sebastian, Florida, he didn't check in with us tonight. I know he's out there listening, but he didn't check in. So a lot of people are out there listening. I don't know why you don't check in with me. I don't screen you guys. I don't screen callers. I think that's what a lot of people are afraid of. They're like, oh, my God, you know, I don't know what to say. But, you know, it's not about that. I let everyone go live. But anyway, Leroy Dickinson, go ahead. Leroy Dickinson, go ahead. Give me your 2 minutes in closing. Go ahead.
I don't have really 2 minutes, but my pick was Kansas City Chiefs and the Cowboys, simply because I'm a Cowboys fan. And last year, Kansas City made it to their the championship game. And the way that they're playing this year and the acquisitions that they made during the off season, I mean, they showed what they could do against the Patriots the first night. When, you know, they were down the hole and come back and just blew the Patriots away in the fourth quarter. So, they have the talent, and they got a good coach now. I mean, with their coaches, I think his name's Andy Reid, whatever. He used to be with Philadelphia Eagles or something. But, I mean, he's a great coach.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Leroy, yeah. What did you hear about that ESPN analysis there that was Mexican and how he went on air and made a jerk out of himself?
Yeah, I heard about that. Oh, my. Can they try to make it any more rainbowish? I mean, let's just pass out unicorn cups to everybody to drink their beer from. We can all drink beer from a pretty unicorn cup. And guess what? We'll use the women's bathroom while we're at it. What the hell? Why not? You know?
Hey, no,
I love you. You love me. You know?
A unisex bathroom at halftime. Everybody can use the same bathroom, right?
Yeah. Instead of drinking beer and eating chips during the football game, instead of eating beer and drinking chips during the football game,
If you didn't hear, tailgating's racist now. That's racist, you know. Tailgating's racist.
Oh, yeah. And don't put that chicken on that damn tailgate, whatever you do, by gosh. You guys should be melting cheese on your potato
wings,
chips or something.
Those buffalo wings, you're slandering the black man by doing that. Let me tell you, and don't have no refried rice because, oh, my God, the Mexicans will get pissed off. Let me tell you something. I love brown rice.
Yeah,
to be honest
what's going
with you.
On? What's going on with Hurricane Jose, too? Did Trump put a wall up or something? What happened to Jose? Did he disappear? I mean, come on, man. Really?
I don't know.
But that was
Banker.
My 2 minutes anyway.
All right, go ahead, Bitbanker. Go ahead if you're still on the line. Give us 2 minutes, please.
I'm still here.
Go ahead.
I'm still here.
Give us two minutes.
Everybody wants something that's not theirs. It's human nature. But, you know, a decent human being and everything would realize that it's not theirs and not try to take it. You know, so did you ever think, you know, maybe TRS is that way? Maybe it's one way of getting a foot in both doors. Your government does the same thing, turning whites against blacks, blacks against whites, to keep us fighting so that we don't pay attention to what they're doing. First, they're going to ignore you. That's what they always do. They ignore you. And then when you speak up and you say something or you have something that they want, like the black people have something that the government wants and the white people have something the government wants, they're going to ridicule you and they're going to turn you against one another. And when you speak up, they're going to attack you to take what's yours. They're going to attack you physically or they're going to attack you by making you go against one another because that's the way it's done and that's human nature. And government is all about keeping us fighting so we don't know what they're doing. And it's not only with government. It goes throughout everyone and all society because we all want something we can't have, and we're going to do what we can to try and get it. Now, if we all got along, it'd be a better place. It'd be a pretty dull place, though, if we all got along. Right, but the government wouldn't have nothing to do. Because they couldn't turn us against one another, and this way we'd know what the magicians were doing. But at this point, you know, Pelosi gets up and she says she thinks Trump is Hitler, and like I put, well, maybe she should prosecute Trump for doing Hitler stuff. Because after she prosecutes him, then she can go back and read the facts. It's sort of like when they passed the health care law. We'll pass it before we read about it. You know, they're doing all this stuff, which they shouldn't be doing, and nobody does anything about it, and they get away with it.
You remember telling me, Bitbanker, you remember telling me about the table that was set in front of the post office in Meriden, Connecticut, about how they were going to impeach Obama?
Yeah, that was, by the way.
That
was about two-thirds of the way through his first term. And they were out there, and he had on brand-new cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and a little table set up. and they were going to impeach Obama and blah, 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 blah. And I talked to them and everything, and I told them, you're not going to impeach Obama. And they guaranteed me, especially if I gave them money and donated, that they're going to impeach Obama. And that's what it's all about. And that's what it's about. They want your money. And, you know, I like the Red Cross. The Red Cross, from what I've been reading and seeing, they're the most crooked organization around. What they give from your donation is just about nothing. You know, look at it. Why are these CEOs of all these donation places driving around in limos and in Mercedes and everything? I mean, who's paying for this stuff? Evidently, you know, if it's all donations, you know, you are. You dumbass. You know what? If there's anybody down there in Florida or whatever that needs money, send me a letter for Christ's sakes. You know what? I'll put some money in an envelope and mail it to you. At least I'll know you're getting it. You give it to the Red Cross, you give it to Goodwill, you don't know where the hell it's going.
That's right. That's right. And like a humane society, 99% of all donation money goes to the corporate board. You know how they put those pet videos on the TV screen? Oh, you're an angel, you know? And they got the dog sitting there shivering with a chain around its neck.
Yeah, yeah.
People really buy it. They believe it.
Anything to make you give it up.
Oh, my Lord. But anyway, real quick, all right, I'm going to let my friend Mandelicon here, talk real stupid, I pronounce his name right, Mandelicon. Go ahead, Mandelicon, you wrap up the show for us, other than I, of course. Go ahead, 2 minutes, go ahead, you're the last voice tonight.
On behalf of Live and Let Live and Love and One Love under the Creator, everyone on the planet in the United States of America, lay the map of the world out. 5% of the people of the planet live in the United States of America. 0.1% of blackness or Africanness or indigenousness or whatever the fuck you want to call yourself. 0.1% live in here. And here's why what's so great about the Confederate flag by revolutionary brother Joe Gibson. We talk about Laron Thompson, talk a little stupid, but here's where we all, like Siamese twins, joined at the hips with the red, black, and green of Live and Let Live in One Love in 2017. If Joe Gibson goes into Tyrone Thompson's arena, even with Trash Jesus Sinister there, with his rascals and minions and super crocs, his super predators, they're going to be vetted. They're going to be interrogated. If you carry the red or the Confederate flag into Talk Real Stupid under the red, white, and blue under Laron, it's just no good bastard. Every white person, including the red, black, and green, you're going to be vetted and interrogated. And if you don't fit the criteria under this is a black platform over here, you're going to be ostracized where there's no freedom of speech and freedom of expression so we can interact to get to the final analysis under the revolutionary revelation. That's why Joe Gibson's program is so important, because Joe Gibson and Payne and Laron and his minions and rascals, I'm a pack killer. They give me open forum. That's why I hosted a program on Sunday. But because they denied Joe Gibson and his rascals and minions under Confederate flag, while they will vet them and they will interrogate them, and if they do not meet the criteria of Laron the Butcher, the red, white, and blue genocidal artist, Joe Gibson will not be able to speak. And I'm going to attack Tyrone Thompson until he allows the same as Joe Gibson told everybody. He don't screen his callers. He don't mute nobody. He let everyone, freedom of speech, interact and put in what they want to put in. And we will get to the bottom of this once we get all the information. So I'm here to help you remember. Laron, I told you, you got the potential for the greatest communication sector outside of FCC. And with Joe Gibson, the Confederate flag, where everybody in this country through the FCC is trying to turn it against a black versus white and the Confederate flag. But the red, white, and blue won. And all you black, brown, red, yellow, white, gay, state of people, if Uncle Sam tell you to go kill some people in Liberia or Nigeria, Tyrone, you and your Black Lives Klan will go kill every black person on the planet. It is because of Joe Gibson, my revolutionary brother, Confederate flag. And why is the FCC using the Confederate flag? Because they caught. They know that the red, white, and blue won. And they know that in God and country, this ain't about no fucking Barack Obama or Donald Trump. Hitler's dead and the wall is down. Frankfurt, Germany, and in Jerusalem, the holy city, it's a mindset. And Jerusalem is the capital of live and let live in one love. I don't give a damn if it's in North Africa after 1948. So I'm only saying that today. We cannot vet and interrogate each other because we don't have all the information. And isn't it extraordinary that in black BTR, that Payne and Joe Gibson is denied access, even though y'all going to use the narrative of the AP story of the Confederate flag that is causing all the dissension in America. That's a goddamn crime, and it's not going down in my name on my watch. Joe Gibson, I love you. Call my number, man. You a brother in the People's Revolution.
Thank you.
Tyrone, you know that you can't throw your rocks and hide your hand, and you can't vet, and none of your minions and rascals and your, I call them super clocks, the president's wild dogs and hyenas, who's against the red, black, and green, and Joe Gibson, you can't escape now. Trash Jesus the sinister. Trash Jesus the sinister. There ain't no white Jesus or no black Jesus. Black Jesus was placed in your sector, Joe Gibson, to incite the riots from the Ku Klux Klan. You know, the Klan mothers and the Klan fathers of the Confederate flag. But black people fought for the Confederate flag, just like black people are fighting for the red, white, and blue in 2017, destroying all of the people of color on the goddamn planet under the war on terrorism and war on drugs. So Tyrone.
Thank you.
Kick me, slam dunk,
thank
touchdown.
You.
Joe Gibson,
thank you.
You got the greatest communication sector in TR, without a doubt, because of the mighty Pan-African Intelligence Network and the red, black, and green. I rest the case and drop the mic.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. And, yeah, we're going to get you on here. We will communicate, set something up. I will. I'm a man of my word. It's just like Black Jesus Sinister. BitBanker, what did we do with Black Jesus Sinister? We hooked him up. He said he needed help. We sent him a laptop computer, reprogrammed, rebooted, new operating system, mailed it to him. He said, what do I owe you? I said, you don't owe me nothing. You don't owe me nothing. You know? But yet, look how we ended up. And still, hate overrides the goodness of someone given something. And I had my own show on his network until he tried to make a mockery out of me. And I can't let that happen. I'm sorry. If you're going to give me a show, and it's just like I offered this invitation out to MandelaCon. If I'm going to give you a show, I'm not going to be cutting in, telling you who you can talk to. I'm not going to tell you what you can say. I'm not going to say, and cut your colors off. I'm not going to do that. It's your show. And MandelaCon made a great point. It's your First Amendment right. Say what you got to say. Hey, bring your point across. I mean, if you're threatening to kill somebody or hurt somebody, we all know common sense. We're not the first graders here where we can't use common sense. Come on. But if you want to get your political beliefs out there and you want to talk, even if it goes to the extreme, hey, I'll give you the platform, and I'm going to give that to MandelaCon, and we're going to do this together. All right? And thank you, Leroy Dickinson, for tuning in tonight. I know you just logged off the chat room there. Thank you. And tomorrow night, the sports show is at 7 p.m., same call letters. Call in. Please join me. You know, it's a fun show. We'll be doing the picks and the pick'ems and whatnot, and there's money on the line. We do some side bets here, and I know some people still on the line here. I know Steven, you were part of the program. Thank you last week. Brother Mercy, he disappeared on me. I don't know what happened to Brother Mercy. Maybe Black Jesus Minister threatened him and said, hey, you go on Joe Gibson's show, I won't let you on my show no more. Who knows? I've heard that happen, guys. I've heard it happen. Because that's the games they play. They've done that to me in MandelaCon, actually. They said, oh, why is MandelaCon? What do you got to have a black man on your show for? Because you know what? I don't care if he's black. I don't care what the hell color he is. He's got a view. He's got an opinion. He's got facts to bring forward on my program.
I don't give a crap what the hell he looks like. I don't care if he got three heads, for God's sake. What difference does it make? If you're that shallow that you have to only believe in something so shallow like that, and if you want to believe in something so stupid from 100 years ago, then you're a jackass, and you're an idiot, and you're weak. And I proved that many times. I said, hey, I work out at Gold's Gym 5 days a week, guys. Come see me on Battleground Avenue, Brassfield Shopping Plaza. Hey, you see my picture on Blog Talk Radio. You know what I look like. I still look the same. Maybe about a little heavy. I'm a little heavier, though. I'm a little heavier. But, you know, I work out at the gym. I invited T-Bone Thompson. But, you see, cowards don't stand up for truth. They won't stand up and face you and talk to you like a man. I even offered to buy him breakfast. I said, I'll buy you breakfast. Come on. What's up? I'll meet you on Battleground Avenue at this restaurant. Ah, never showed up. You know? Because they're cowards. You know? You don't want to have a dialogue. You want to go to war? You're a fool. You're a fool. Because fighting and killing each other will solve nothing in the end. Nothing. It will solve nothing. Because nobody will win. Nobody. Because there's a higher power out there that's more evil than our sides and what we believe in. The Confederate flag, whatever, you know, the Black Panthers, the whatever. I mean, these 8%ers, 5%ers, whatever the hell they call themselves. I don't care, whatever the hell. MS-13, Latin Kings, whatever the hell you are. There's a higher power out there. Trust me, it'll crush you. It'll crush you. But the only way we can get to a resolution here and have a resolution is to work together and unite each other once and for all and bring some sort of stability to our people. Right now, we are hijacked as a people. We're hijacked. And we'll carry on with the show in the future. But listen, tomorrow night's a fun show. You know, we get away from this a little bit. We do a sports show. Guys, hey. Everyone that's listening tonight, please bring your listening audience, please, over to my sports show. If you like football, if you don't like football, then I understand you don't want to call in. But if you like football and you like to get away from the nonsense, I do. You know, I like to watch football games. I like to have a little fun. You know, what's wrong with that? You know, get away from the nonsense for a little while. Have a little fun, man. You know, I'm even throwing money out there for everybody. You know, we got the $500 bet going on, and we do a little $25 bet, $50 bet here and there on the sports show, and thank God last week I didn't lose out. But, you know, come on, join in. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Anyway, guys, I'm going to wrap up the show. VanillaCon, thank you. I will call you. I promise I will. I got your number. I've logged it in. I won't give out your number to anyone else. I don't do that. Unless you give me permission to, of course. Everyone else, thank you for tuning in tonight. Important program. Very important. We analyze and we understand the times in which we're living in today. We got to understand the times in which we live in today. If we don't, then we're... Listen, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You know? That's a fact. Anyway, everybody, good night. Take care. I'm hanging up the program. Good night. Take care, guys. Love you.